Aren't these beautiful texts to have? To have our spirit awake that the Lord is coming. I mean, hark, he's coming over the mountains. You see, now, who's saying that? You see, John the Baptist. Here he comes. My beloved, I'm going to pour out my life for him. You see? Springing across the mountains, leaping across, like a lover's like a gazelle or a young stag. Now here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. My lover speaks to me. Arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. Can you hear the love of the Lord in those words for you? This is why she's excited that he's coming. He loves her. Can you hear it? The winter's over. The rains are past. The flowers. It's time to prune the vines. You see, the fig tree is already putting out its figs. The vine in bloom gives forth fragrance. And they do, those beautiful vines. There's a beautiful fragrance in the grapevines. Now listen, he starts to talk. Now listen to the Lord. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. O my dove in the clefts of the rock, in the secret recesses of the cliff, let me see you. Let me hear your voice. May the Lord say that to every one of us. Right? I love you. Let me hear your voice. I want to hear you. Say anything you want. I want to hear your voice. Isn't that precious? Now why do we have that reading today? Because when Mary said hello to Elizabeth, the Baptist leapt for joy. He heard the sound. But here we have it, first, the Lord saying to us, let me hear the sound of your voice. Talk to me. Say anything you want, but talk to me. The Lord wants to introduce us into that kind of an intimacy. Can you imagine having the Lord say, let me hear the sound of your voice. Your whole heart jumps. Your whole, oh my gosh. See, that's Christmas. I'm happy for Macy's, but this is Christmas. Let me hear the sound of your voice. Now, Mary heard the sound of his voice, and she said, yes. And now her voice carries the Lord. And so she comes into the house. Elizabeth, come here. Whatever she said. They don't have, AID or whatever that is on their doors, this time. And she pronounces a beatitude. Most blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does she know what she says next? And how does this happen to me? That the mother of my Lord should come to me. You see what was in that voice? Revelation. And she says, David, as the ark was coming in, said, and what is this? How should this happen to me that the ark of my Lord should come to me? And Luke, who knows all these things, she says, how should this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? How does she know that? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. let me hear the sound of your voice. Do you understand how we should pray? That the Lord dwell in us when they hear the sound of our voice? It's the Lord. Isn't that marvelous? See, and this is getting ready. You see, 21st of December, a couple more days. So hark, my beloved is coming. He's on his way. He's coming over the mountains. He's coming. When he comes, you see, Christmas Eve, if you pray, you're going to hear him say, let me hear the sound of your voice. And your heart will melt. You'll hear love. Oh, I know, we got the health care, we got this, we got that, we got more stuff than you can dream of coming down the pipe. But let me hear your voice. Do you understand? Someone who knows the Lord and is at peace will turn more of this world around by him herself than all these plans put together. The voice. Let me hear your voice, he says. You see? So now, Elizabeth hears Mary's voice, bearing the Lord. And the infant, still in her womb, leapt for joy. You are the mother of my Lord. Just think. Wouldn't it be nice to be praying that way? And have, see, first, hear the Lord say to you, let me hear your voice. Talk to me. Come, talk to me. You can say anything you want. I want to hear your voice. That's how much he loves us. When we know that, we preach the gospel. And then, when people hear our voice, their hearts leap for joy because it's the voice of Christ. I live now, not I. Christ lives in me. Isn't it worth dying to sin? Living to God? Giving up our little animosities and whatever junk? So that when people hear our voice, they hear Christ? What a trade-off. Get rid of a bunch of sin and have this happen? Do you understand? We had a fellow once come out to the monastery to teach us voice. And he was a nice guy and he was bright. But he said something I never forgot. He said, remember that the singer is the servant of the song. So that when somebody's singing, if they say, oh, isn't she sad? She's a flop. They should be saying, isn't that a sad song? The servant, you know, the singer is the servant of the song. So, when we speak, we should be the servant of the gospel. The servant. You see, we don't have to quote it every time. But the Lord should live in us. That's Christmas. The beauty of and where did the Holy Spirit get this? That he would have this written, and the church would be inspired to put them together. Hark, my beloved is coming over the hills, over the mountains. And then when he comes, what does he say? Let me hear your voice.